The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the one and only, begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Father, may your word live in us. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. When Jesus came over 2,000 years ago, God's people had been praying for a king. God's people had been praying for a Messiah. They'd been praying for all the things that are written up on our Advent display here that Susan Joy prepared for us. All those things were the desperate longings of God's people at that time. And they were praying for a Messiah, a king, to come and sort the world out. They were praying for a king to come and sort out all their troubles. They were praying for a king to come and take over. How does a king do that? How does a king change the world? Well, a king does it by force, royal force, by having an army of armies, by having courts and police and jail and tax officers. That's how a king comes and takes over and changes the world. But a baby? They had been praying for a king, for a Messiah, and were presented with a baby. Our second reading says that God's Son, Jesus, is the exact representation of God's being. But how can a baby represent God's being? How can a baby take over the world? The Venerable Wayne Brighton, you've had kids, you and Megan. When your babies arrived, did they take over your world? Yes, they've gone into hysterical laughter. That is a yes. Yes, their babies took over their world. Young Brightons, do you remember how you did that? No. I'm going to explain it, but I will need the help of a volunteer with some detective skills. I see a hand. Barnaby. Step forward. Could you pass me those bags, Steve? You ready? All right, now let's get them in the right order. Now, look, detective skills, because you're not allowed to open these. You just have to feel and tell me what's in there. No looking. Fluff of some kind. Yeah. Do you want to take it out and see if it is fluff?
Well, maybe not.
Barnaby, what? What is that?
I believe it to be a nappy.
It is a nappy. Have you handled one of those before?
I believe so, yes.
You believe you have? Yes. Okay. Well, look, this is step one in baby's strategy of taking over your world. Baby does it by having needs. That represents just two of baby's needs. And when baby has needs, you have to attend to them. You have to do everything for baby. And baby will have you running around doing baby's bidding because baby has needs and baby will prevail on your love and compassion.
That's almost the first thing a baby does. I don't know if you recall this, young Brightons, but it is the first thing you did to your parents. You drew out of their hearts a wonderful love and compassion because they wanted to tend to your every need. So that's step one in baby strategy for taking over our world. This may be more challenging. What's in there? No looking, purely by feeling. What's that? It's making a funny sound. All right, do you want to take the object out of the bag and we'll see what it is? What are they?
A pair of earplugs.
Yes, they are a pair of earplugs. I'm not recommending them to young parents. I'm just pointing out that baby will put you in touch with a very deep wired drive for peace. And if something is wrong for baby, you will right that wrong because your drive for peace is that deep. You need it that bad. Right. Okay, this may be a little harder still. No looking, just feel it. What is that?
This one feels like it does have fluff in it.
Fluff, yes.
Perhaps a toy
or a teddy. A toy
or a teddy bear or something.
Yes, have a look. You're very close. What is that?
It's a toy animal. I think it's a dinosaur.
It is.
Yes, it is. Barnaby, you've been brilliant. What skills? Thank you. I'll let you out of your misery, but I'll hold that toy because it's my little boy's. You can't have it. Thanks, Barnaby. Go and sit down. Now, this is a very cute little animal. It's only a baby T-Rex, so it's not dangerous at this stage. And, in fact, it's very, very cute. And when I look at this cute little dinosaur, I just have to love it and look after it because it's looking at me with these beautiful, loving eyes. And I can tell this baby dinosaur loves me. And when I feel that love from this dinosaur, I have to love it back. That's a baby strategy too. When you begin to realize this baby loves you and depends on you, absolutely relies on you, you can't help but love this little baby back. There's a program, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's one where the TV producers identify usually a teenager, a person exhibiting challenging behaviors. You may say that's the definition of a teenager, but they find particularly challenging teenagers, and then they export them to another country to some very, very strict parents of another culture to sort them all out. And it's very entertaining. And I was watching it one week, and there was a boy who had, he was about 17 years old, and he had got a girl into trouble and had absolutely no interest whatsoever in taking any responsibility for that girl or for the baby. Couldn't care less, not interested, just wanted to get on with his young life. And so part of his placement with these very, very strict parents in another culture was to spend an afternoon with a young lady who had a baby. And she said to him, could you just be with the baby for an hour and just keep him happy and play with him? And so that's what this 17-year-old boy did. And when the hour was up and he went to leave, the baby didn't want him to leave. The baby wanted to carry on playing. The baby loved him. And the impact on that young man was incredible. When he was asked about it, he could hardly speak. He'd become so emotional. He had no idea the experience of being loved by a baby. And it absolutely turned him around. He absolutely wanted to care for the little baby that was coming into the world that would be his child. Because when you realize a baby loves you, it has an effect on you. You can't help but love that baby back. That is how, three simple steps, there are others too, but that is how a baby takes over your world. That is how a baby begins to get you to do what baby wants you to do. That is how a baby does it. And yes, that reveals the nature of God. Yes, that is the exact representation of God's being, because that is how God takes over the world too. That is how Jesus does it. He takes over the world by presenting us with needs, by drawing out from us a response of love and compassion to those needs, because he needs us to do everything for him. Jesus does it by helping us to discover that we are deeply wired for peace, and we will right wrongs in order to achieve that peace. If there is no peace without righting those wrongs, that's how Jesus does it. And Jesus does it by loving us overwhelmingly, unconditionally. The Bible says God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And when you begin to experience that love, when you begin to realize how much God loves you, you cannot help but respond by loving God, wanting to know what it is that God wants you to do. It's how a baby takes over your world. It is how Jesus is taking over the world, one person at a time. And with those thoughts in mind, I wish you a very happy Christmas and invite you to pray with me. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge this day when you came into the world as a baby to live with us and to teach us how to live with you. Draw our hearts out in love and compassion. Show us how to find peace in you and how to extend your peace to others. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of your love for us, that you might change our worlds and change our lives. All this we pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.